Okay. Vedic planetarium, so. This could be a chapter or a section just after we escape from the Polestar chapter. So above, so below. We could end the previous chapter with this sentence. Something there that it could be because people back then used the sky as a canvas, telling stories there. Or it might simply be because, colon, next chapter, so above, so below. Yeah, that fits. Doesn't get too linear and predictable. Guess you heard that saying. Maybe even wondering what it means. Well, it's it was said or written, whatever, by Hermes. Tell a little about him in a sentence. And I just speak as the words come in, and bodies. and knowledge or concept. That is also there common throughout ancient cosmologies. That from Hermes, influenced European thinking for hundreds of years, even leading to the expression Hermianism, whatever. So, what is it about? It's about the macrocosm and the microcosm. Now, what is that about? Okay, I could ask ChatGPT, but I'm trying here myself. It is the understanding of the study of, you could say, understanding of the cosmos, the world, as not only multi-tiered, but where the same structure, basic structure, repeats on different levels. In other words, where the appearance of the cosmos at large have a resemblance of some sort. In even the most minute. In India you find the Sanskrit words Brahmanda and Pindanda. The sphere of Brahma big cosmos. That we have been talking about here so far. And the Pindanda. The microcosm of each and every one of us. For instance, we can see planets up there in the night sky and give them names as Mercury, Mars, Earth, Venus, and so on. Or Mars and Venus, I always mix them up. Anyway, or we can call them grahas. And see them as gods or higher beings in higher realms. But anyone who has studied, especially Eastern medicine, such as Chinese, or whatever, skip those. Nationalities that have probably encountered these same planets or beings. Presented in the human body. They are there in the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet, the face, the tongue, the ear, even the irises of the eyes. And the body as a whole. This understanding in itself seems to be integral. And fundamental within holistic. Medicine all over the world, or skip all over the world, I'm saying it too many times. So above, so below. Or as the Chinese say, heaven and earth contains that macro microcosm. View. And here we can throw in the picture, if I can find it, from China, from the Tao Temple, the wall there. Yeah. And that may also be why, for instance, buildings, especially temples and churches, were traditionally built reflecting that, resembling that structure too. Maybe as part of harmonizing with the higher cosmic order. So here we find successively different levels of representations of the cosmos, our body, our dwellings, the planet we live on, here we can show pictures of each and the planet and, well, that's easy to find. Solar system, the space we're in, the world, the three worlds, and so on. The Bhagavad Purana continues describing such levels each one illustrated. Pretty much in terms of with the image or the principles that my prototype pencil drawn cosmos did. Again, that was another thing that I at one point in life decided would be would be a good way to make heads and tails out of this kind of mysterious knowledge from the past that is now, I guess, due to the internet made accessible to us in a new way, unique way. And I thought, if a principle in nature, a structure, a geometry, is repeated in this everywhere in nature, in the small and the large, then chances are, and are rather big, that here we are dealing with a fundamental, important principle. Don't ask me to explain it more than that, but it's there. That was my conclusion. And of course, at that point we stumble right into colon new heading sacred geometry. The head architect for this entire $500 million largest temple in the world project was Padasevanama, young architect from Australia. Who probably had got that job because he was an architect among us. Three of us that had at all studied architecture. Also Jambavati, Chaitanya Chandradaya from Ukraine. Since the leaders of the project believed that the head architect had to be initiated into the secrets and mysteries of the Puranic universe, Pada got the job. Some said he was very smart too. So there he was. And did a good job, it seemed, studying deeply. Principles of architecture of ancient India, of traditional India, including and that's what we found him talking most about, sacred geometry. He showed me plan of the proposed temple of his design, projected on top of an alleged image of a molecule or atom. Saying, look, they match. And yes, there seems to be an entire current within mathematics among mathematicians of the world who simply study are the same geometric forms appear all over in nature. We don't even need to go deeper into that. Thank you. But here again we find similar structure, spirals, alignment and rotation around pivot point or axis. By now I could hardly look anywhere without seeing some form or other. A tree, a flower, a straw, a grass even. So, the thought then struck me since what I see from the macro to the microcosm. Seems to somehow or other be reflected in or represented in this cosmic model I had built so far. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a map of the whole thing. So above, so below. And we were not supposed to understand it, again, by our physicalist habit, as some special structure in this specific level of existence. That we call physical space. But rather as a deeper structure. That could only be understood and properly applied when seen in this microcosm scenario. Maybe even by the very understanding of it and contemplation on it, we could finally understand what this holistic cosmos was really, is really about. So maybe it was an image that was simply meant to be just that, an image that we can look at, still models of, draw. Meditate on. And in this way, aiding us in developing an actual understanding of the world we live in, and how even our individual lives fit into it. And maybe by that understanding, simply learning what seems to be the essence and purpose of those teachings, to harmonize with God, Goddess and nature and everyone and each other, the big and the small. Reconnect. Well, I told you in the introduction to this book that although it starts or is about cosmology, it won't be, chances are it won't be any cosmology that you are familiar with or that you would expect. And well, I guess that's where we are now.